Top of the morning. Welcome to MJ Friends Blog. I'm your host, Mariah, or you can call me MJ. MJ Friends Blog is a blog with a hint of podcast. You've tuned into the podcast portion. Anywho, we're just going to go ahead and jump right into it. Week 2, Episode 2, Season 2. January 2020 has been good to me thus far, and I appreciate it. And I hope it has been amazing for you all as well. Remember, let's not give too much energy into anything that we can't control. Let's wake up with a positive mindset. Do what you have to do. Pray, meditate, whatever. Do what you have to do to keep your peace. This week's quote of the week is, winning doesn't always mean being first. I'm not sure who quoted that. I actually found it on Google a couple of weeks ago, wrote it on a post-it, put it up on my post-it board, and saw it and decided to include it in today's episode. So kind of impromptu, but whatevs. Winning doesn't always mean being first. I agree wholeheartedly with this, because if you think about it, say if somebody is running a marathon, you know how much blood, sweat, and tears, training, cutting back that they have to do to train for this marathon? Say if you've never ran like a 5K or a marathon or a 10K before, this is new. So just completing it is a win. And I believe a marathon is like over 26 miles. I know I couldn't do it. So kudos to whoever has or whoever can, because that's a lot of training on your body. You have to think of the overall accomplishments of it. So what if you got fifth place? That's still a hell of a good job, but say if you got fifth place. So what if you didn't get the first prize medal, whatever, gift certificate, whatever it comes with and all of that? You still put your blood, sweat, and tears in it. You should still be first. Like, your body is now trained to do this. You should be accomplishing whatever that was. The goal was for you to complete it. The goal was for you to accomplish it. Maybe you lost the 10 pounds you wanted to lose. Maybe you're more fit than what you wanted to be, because I know a lot of people every year, they have these goals of, I want to lose weight, or these goals of, I want my body to be back in shape, or whatever. I want a 6-pack. I want a 12-pack, whatever. Just because it's not done in the manner or in the time period that somebody else wants you to do it does not mean you aren't winning. Does not mean you are not first. Think of how many people envy you just because you are able to run a marathon. I'm one of those people. I envy those people who can do that. So what if I am skinny? I'm still out of shape. So what if I eat healthy? I'm still out of shape. So what if I don't gain that much weight? I'm still out of shape. I don't like to run. So that would be an accomplishment for me. But kudos to those people who are winning, because to me, that is a win in my eyes. Don't down yourself because you didn't come in first. Don't down yourself because you didn't get the first place trophy, whatever, what have you. You still accomplished a lot in that aspect. Like I said, the blood, sweat, and tears, the training, the cutting back, the weight loss, the enhancement of your body, whatever you were trying to do, you still accomplished other things, which should still be first mentally. Which should still be first place mentally is what I meant. And that's pretty cool. And I feel like you could use this dialogue in a lot of different ways. Okay, say if you start a business, for example. Winning doesn't always mean being first. So what if you were not the first one of your friends to start a business? As long as you start a business, you're still winning. A lot of people don't know how to do that. Some people don't have the mentality. Some people don't have the drive. Some people don't have that ambition. So kudos to you. As long as you're accomplishing your goals, you should still be first to yourself. You should still be first to yourself mentally, physically, emotionally. That's important. And that's something I'm dedicating to myself all 2020. Yep, that's the quote of the week. Winning doesn't always mean being first. Let me know what you guys think about that. And if you agree or disagree. Anywho, moving forward. So anywho, I was reading this article. I feel like it was published in either 2016 or 2017. Anyway, it was an article on Psychology Today, and it was titled 3 Signs That You Are Winning at Life. And they basically broke down the top 3 ways that one would be winning at life. The first one was gratitude, the second one was relationships, and the third was pursuit of meaning. So basically with gratitude, when you make the decision to emphasize gratitude, there is little room left for the feelings of jealousy or envy, which I can agree with because I feel like the problem with society today is a lot of people compare themselves to the next person when in actuality to win is to just do it. Flowers don't compare themselves to the flower growing next to them. They just grow. They just bloom. They just blossom. You don't always have to compare yourself to the next person to win. If it's a win, take it as a win. Don't compare yourself to Susan next door who's been in the game for 15, 20 years. Sure, you can aspire to be at her level, but you aren't going to get there in 3 days. I mean, it's possible, but what is the likeliness of that? And people just need that reality check. Like, accept the gratitude, be gracious towards other people, and there won't be any room left to envy what they have, be jealous of what they have. You could always ask her for advice. You could always ask her for, like, the steps of the ways that she took and take it, you know, as a grain of salt. Keep it in your back pocket. So anyway, the second thing they talked about was relationships. Basically cutting out toxic relationships, which I feel like was an overused word in 2019, but cutting out toxic relationships, taking accountability for if you are the toxic person, and just, you know, cutting out what doesn't serve you, which I feel like I have talked about this a few episodes, but I know sometimes it can be hard to cut out people that you care about, to cut out people that you love, but sometimes these people are toxic. Sometimes these people do not serve you. And once again, some people, you just need a reality check. Okay, yeah, so what? You've been my friend for 10 plus years. So what if I've known you for 15 years? So what? That doesn't mean I have to keep you around. I can love you from a distance. I can care about you from a distance. I can help you as much as I can from a distance. I don't have to talk to you every day. I don't have to see you every day. I don't have to break my bank account for you to show that I care about you. Putting those boundaries on those relationships, I feel like, can also help you win at life. Yeah, you can win when you start taking accountability, cutting those toxics out, and putting positive reinforcements in. Make sure you guys tune into the last episode to get the gist of what I'm saying. The third thing they said was the pursuit of meaning, basically saying that your life matters. My life matters. So if I say that my life matters, that brings me back to the gratitude. I'm not going to be jealous. I'm not going to be envy of the next person. I'm just going to do what I have to do, make my boss moves, level up, and be great, and take my wins all 2020. My relationships, I'm going to cut out this person. I'm going to cut out that person. I'm going to put this person at a distance because they're not helping me elevate. They're actually downgrading me, and I want to upgrade all 2020. I want to win all 2020. If they are not on the same page as you, there's no reason to keep allowing them to be in the next season. There's no reason to keep allowing them to be in the next chapter. They're not doing you any justice. They're not doing you any favors. So what of their relationship status? So what how long you've known them? It's either they're elevating you or they're depleting you. Just think of it like that. Your life matters. The pursuit of meaning. Know what your life means to you. Know what you want. Know what went means to you. What winnings do you want to accomplish? What are your goals? What are your accomplishments? What is it that you want to succeed in 2020? Write it down. Put it on a post-it note. Put it on your alarm. Do what you have to do to level up. That's all I'm saying. That's it. That's all I have for you guys today. Winning doesn't always mean being first, but remember to put yourself first. You can't win if you're helping somebody else grow. I mean, you can, but it's going to take some time to win yourself. Sure, help them, but just know that your project, your lane, your race is going to take a little bit more time because you're helping somebody else. That's all I got to say. Talk to you guys next week.